Hello and good morning. I'm Pastor Gillespie from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church and School, Sherman Center, Random Lake, Wisconsin. It's good to have you with us here this morning for the Congregation of Prayer, a guide for daily meditation and prayer around God's Word. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2024, and our catechesis today will continue in the book of Acts and preparation for the Pentecost. If you missed last evening, you can go watch or listen to that on the various video or podcast platforms. Or just right on our website if you want. Link down below. You can see that, stjohnrandomlake.org. And yes, Pentecost Eve, we heard about the relationship of the Spirit and giving us the Son and the Son to give us the Father. And actually by them working in tandem as one God, three persons, we receive everything. All right? So you can go check that out. All right. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. All right, we pray our psalm for the week, Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All right. A verse. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9. And to workers of all kinds. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 8. Okay. Our first reading is from Isaiah 43. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him. Bring out the blind people who have eyes, the deaf who have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring out their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am he. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it? All right, beautiful confession of who God is for us, and that there is no other God, none before and none after, despite the fact that we try to fashion them and we give over our lives to them, and we put our fear, love, and trust in them, yet they are nothing before God, and God will utterly destroy them, and of course, and save us. Beautiful. All right, then our reading for catechesis is the beginning of St. Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." All right. So, you know, as we do with our sermons, it's appropriate to have a sermon text for the day. And the sermon text for this Pentecost is Joel chapter 2. All right. Who's the chief preacher? Not everyone preach all at once. So one steps forward, and that is St. Peter. What time of day is it? It's about the third hour, which is, you know, typical New Testament reckoning. We reckon according to daybreak, so 3 hours after sunrise, roughly, say, 9 a.m., or about 9 a.m., the third hour. Of course, what significant event has happened at the ninth hour, which is actually the basis of Peter's preaching? That's correct. Jesus was crucified about the ninth hour, and then from noon until 3 was the darkness, right? Yeah. So remember, the trials are completed by about 6 or 7 in the morning. I think we forget that the trials are held overnight. Again, the Easter vigil, keeping watch overnight, is to recognize that sort of thing, I suppose. All right. So, St. Peter uses for his text, I don't know if it was appointed for the day, but it's certainly the one he uses, Joel chapter 2, just 4 verses, 28 to 32. All right. And obviously, it's chosen for the promise of the Holy Spirit for the day. So the question is, how does the Lord pour out his Spirit on all flesh? Or rather, you might ask, how has he preached out the Spirit on all flesh on that day? Which is the context of them asking, whatever can this mean? And then Peter gets up and preaches. It's been the preaching of the gospel to the people, the wondrous works of God in their own languages, right? So the Spirit has come forth, the Spirit given to the apostles, the Spirit given as they preached, the Spirit received as that preaching is received by the hearers. Right? And so in the reception of the preaching of the gospel and the work of the Spirit working through that gospel, what has it done? Exactly what the book of Acts said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. All right. So sons and daughters of the kingdom prophesying, this is, you might say proclaiming, you could say even preaching if you want. Although we usually, we keep the word preaching attached to the office of the holy ministry, to the Predigtamt, as the old German word, the preaching office. Here, it could simply just saying speaking the words of God, prophesying, confessing faith in Jesus Christ, their Savior. And so I asked the children this morning, I said, can any of you tell me what Jesus has done for you? And then they gladly participated, and then they got, you prophesied, look at you. Young men prophesying, young women prophesying, right? Sons and daughters prophesying. It's beautiful. All right, so this is confessing the faith. That's what we're talking about here. And of course, that's not given to any, we're all royal priesthoods, are all part of the royal priesthood, male and female, slave and free, all who are baptized into Jesus, right? And given to confess and to speak. This is why, how do I sometimes introduce the creed? Oh, we confess our common Christian faith and we show love for one another by confessing together, the Nicene Creed, right? So it's good for us to prophesy for each other, to support each other in the confession of faith. All right, what are the visions and dreams of the young men and the old men refer to? Visions and dreams. These are things that have not yet come to be, but will, by God's word of promise. So what are those things that they are seeing coming in these last days? Well, I look forward to the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, right? I hope in the resurrection and life that faith in Christ gives us. We look forward to the day when Christ will raise us from the dead and will wipe all tears from our eyes, all right? So I have a dream, right? Not of peace on earth, but peace in the heavens. Although certainly can hope for peace on earth, but it's not exactly hope, because it we don't have the promise of that. We actually have the opposite: wars and rumors of wars, right? All right, so what do the blood and fire and vapor of smoke refer to? Be a couple different things. I suggested to you at the beginning that that's the language of sacrifice. I think that's right where, that's certainly where the children went this morning. And when I asked them, blood and fire and vapor of smoke, they're like, oh, that sounds like the sacrifices. And it does, right? The blood of the animals, the fire to consume the sacrifice, and then the vapor of smoke rising, right? In the tabernacle and then in the temple. Of course, the blood can mean here too. The blood of the martyrs, or the blood of Jesus at the cross. The fire can be the fire that consumes Jesus at the cross of God's wrath, or the fire of the Spirit, the tongues of fire, preaching of repentance or forgiveness of sins. The vapor of smoke could be the incense of the prayers from the tabernacle and temple, as well as from the sacrifice. And certainly is the as we prayed last night, hear us, Father, as we pray. Let our prayers rise before you, Psalm 141. Rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of our hands as the evening sacrifice, right? So the prayer of the saints and the martyrs in the midst of persecution and suffering is like incense arising. Of course, it's the gospel that gives us hope in the midst of all the great tribulation of these, the last days, right? Says God. That is the pilgrimage of the church militant from Pentecost until the second coming of Christ and the church triumphant. All right, when was the sun turned to darkness? Already spoiled that, right? From noon until 3, when Jesus died on the cross. Of course, it's also pointing to the last judgment and the church's tribulation in this world, which will be patterned after Christ's own passion, death, and resurrection into eternal glory. All right, so again, this will all be repeated again on the last day. The judgment rendered at the cross will also be rendered upon the whole earth on the last day. So then, who is saved, according to Joel? Who is saved in the midst of persecution, temptation, struggle with sin and death, all the terrible things happening upon us? Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Of course, the name of the Lord, shorthand in the book of Acts for the name of Jesus, or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit connecting to baptism, but you'll have to wait for that in just in a few days. Okay, so let's have a meditation on this reading. It's before you. The death and resurrection of Christ was the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. For now salvation is proclaimed for all the nations of the earth. The prophecy from Joel indicates the blessed hope that Christians are given by the Holy Spirit through the gospel of Christ. Though the baptized still struggle with their own sin in a world of misery and despair, though they are persecuted and suffer much at the hands of those who do not believe in Christ, nevertheless they anticipate and confess their firm hope in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. The dreams and visions of Christians are of those things for which they hope, especially the immortal and glorious eternal life in which they shall forever worship the Lamb. These realities remain unseen in this life, but they are no less real, for they rest upon the sure and certain word of Christ's forgiveness. By faith, Christians look forward to the day in which they will, once and for all, be set free from the effects of sin. They all shall have what they previously had been only able to confess by faith. The vision of Christian hope was revealed to the Apostle John by the Holy Spirit and recorded for us in the book of Revelation. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21. Beautiful. All right, let's sing some of our hymn today. Maybe we can just sing the whole thing today. I think so. Oh, yeah.
while he are living, our life when we shall die. Christ has our hosts surrounded with clouds of martyrs bright who wave their palms in triumph and fire.
Terrific hymn. By the way, you might have noticed the prophet Joel is in the background here. We had blood. Where was that? Well, we certainly had fire and clouds and darkness, right? Was there the blood? No, we didn't mention the blood. Well, we had the martyrs, of course, the blood of the martyrs. Fire us for the fight. There's the fire. All right. It seems that's in the background, isn't it? Let us pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, your Son became a slave for us to redeem us from all sin. He worked for our salvation, though we did not deserve it, and he submitted to your will with all his heart. Forgive us all dishonor and disrespect toward our earthly masters, and grant us the grace of your Son that we might serve in our life's work with faithfulness toward you, and in love and obedience for those we are called to serve. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray this day for the church and her pastors, for missionaries, teachers, deaconesses, musicians, and other servants of Christ and his church, for the fruitful and salutary use of the blessed sacrament of the Lord's body and blood. We also pray this day Thanksgiving with Eric celebrating his baptism, with Jerry and Marla celebrating their anniversary, for the households of our church, especially Matt and Vicky, Wendell and Amy, Katrina, Duane and Pam, Dick and Milda, Dan and Liz. Pray for our catechumens. Pray for those ill receiving treatment or recovering, especially Ralph, Allison, Maria, Joe, Angie, Dennis, Daniel, Brad and Billy Joe, Harriet, Ron, Carol, Mike, Doug, Ruth, Renata, Joan, Sandy, BJ, Karen, President Willie, and Phil. And pray for our homebound, Dan, Lenore, Joan, Paul, Dolores, and Pauline. Pray for the missions and mercy work of the church, especially that of Lutherans for Life. Continue to pray for the support and expansion of the ongoing work in the Dominican Republic. Pray for those grieving, especially Amber, the death of her father, and also for the family and friends of Gary. For all this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. All right, that's our congregation of prayer for today, Thursday, May 16th, 2024. It's so good to have you with us here. Good to see you checking in the chat, those of you who watch live. Thomas, Gus and Eileen, Vicky, my mother's there, Rose, Michael, Don and Karen, Tim and Karen. Good to have you all here with us. Those of you who watch or listen later in the day, greetings to you as well. Again, I hope it's a blessing to you. You can watch last evening's Pentecost Eve preparation, all right? So go check that out. That'll help get you ready for Pentecost Sunday. And tomorrow, jump back on here at 9 a.m. if you can, or if not, watch or listen later in the day as we'll continue in the sermon from Pentecost. All right, God be with you all, and we'll see you tomorrow. We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church Sermon Center in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.